The Movie Show.
There.
Raw. Captured. I almost said uncaptured. I don't know why I said that.
Captured.
Captured. Not live. On 1, 2, 3, 4 cameras.
Three cameras.
Plus. I see one. Okay, I see 2, 3, 4. And audio. It's two-dimensional. Could be three-dimensional.
Ryan doesn't want to sing the song.
That sounds like my brain. And my logic centers are like,
daylight come and we wanna go home.
Have you ever watched those, what do you call it, where you play a song and it's like, try not to sing along? I'm winning.
Daylight come and we wanna go home. Come, Mr. Tallyman, Tallyman. Banana.
I know, it's fine.
Come on, say it, Ryan. Say it.
All right. This is the movie show on Active TV. I'm Ryan. I don't know who she is. She is.
Daylight come and we
all right. This is Sash home. And we are doing. We are doing the movie show, and we have our backing choir. So we're doing Beetlegus. Beetlegus.
This is the best part of the song, Ryan. This is the best part. Listen. He even fades out. Okay, I'm done with the song.
I do like his accent, though.
This song is epic. Okay, sorry.
It's very nice.
This is the movie show. I'm Sash. We are doing Beetlejuice.
Beetlegus.
Apparently, so what happened was, if you see in the film, there's a part where they spell it B-E-T.
Yes.
B-E-E-T-L-E. G-U-E-S-E, I think. And that basically is, so you pronounce it Beetlejuice, but it's a constellation of stars.
Like some kind of silent G or something.
But then, because it was confusing, they named the film Beetlejuice. So normal spelling juice, but they even actually joke about it in the film. There's a couple of times the characters are like Beetle guys. Yeah, so it's Beetlejuice. Just the first one, the OG one, back in 1988.
And the reason why we're watching this one is to prepare us for, is it already released?
It has already
The second one.
Came out on the 6th of September.
Same director,
Tim Burton.
Same actor.
Yes, Winona Ryder reprising her role. Is Michael Keaton still Beetlejuice?
Yep. Check it. He's there.
Oh, yes. Haha. So Michael Keaton,
did you watch
Winona
the trailer
Ryder.
The
I haven't actually watched the trailer.
For the second one.
I haven't, and I don't want to. Okay. I don't want to.
All right.
But I'm actually excited for it now because I watched the first one. So I would highly recommend, if you haven't watched Beetlejuice, the original, go watch it. And then, so this one, it's coming out this, it's out, not coming out, it's out. It's called Beetlejuice. I did not know that. I just thought it was Beetlejuice 2. Mm-hmm. Literally, it's Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice 2.
There's quite a, and Catherine O'Hara. So a lot of people are reprising their roles.
Yes.
William Dafoe, he's joining. He wasn't in the original. And then Danny DeVito is coming.
There is.
As far as I can see, that be all, people. Yeah, there we go. But
Horror comedy.
Tim Burton at his finest.
It's weird.
Very weird.
It is a very weird film. I don't know what to... I don't know how to...
I must be honest. So, when I started watching it, I knew it was going to be weird. Then, while I was watching it, I was just like, this is so weird. Then, I stopped watching, and I think I had 30 minutes left. But between me having watched the first hour, and I happened to like the film. And by the time I finished it, I was just like, this was a good movie. Like, it was weird. So I really enjoyed it.
It's a very old school horror.
Yeah.
Like if you ever watched like really, really, like obviously this was comedy horror, but if you really watched the really, really old school horror films, it's got that weird vibe to it.
Yeah.
Like very odd, very weird.
That is Tim Burton. So if you don't know who Tim Burton is, I think people know him probably from Wednesday, the series. He directed that. Mm. And yeah, he's done a lot of... So he did Beetlejuice. He actually did one of the Bat... He directed Batman, the one that Michael Keaton was in.
So weird.
He did the Pee-wee.
Pee-wee. That was him, right?
Which one?
Pee-wee. That dude. That guy. Clearly, I'm the oldest one, yeah?
I'm not all right. Following you.
Beetlejuice, The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes.
Corpse's Bride.
Edward Scissorhands.
I knew it.
He did Alice in Wonderland was solid. I think that's my favorite Tim Burton film. And Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
There you go.
Wow. Actually, that makes a lot of sense.
And I'm looking for... It's coming just... yes. Our internet is slow, so...
He's done a lot with Johnny Depp. Like, a lot with Johnny Depp.
I think because Johnny Depp...
Oh, Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
That's the one. I
haven't watched that, though.
Yeah, that's... It's the same one.
Was it good?
Yeah, was it weird? Yeah, it's weird. All of his films are weird,
I'll yeah. agree
to. In fact, now that I think about the Batman that he directed, weird. Right?
Yeah.
It wasn't weird. I remember, and it also had Michael Keaton. But it kind of has, because obviously within that film there's it's the one of the Joker, correct?
I honestly didn't watch that Batman. To be, I don't know.
But there are some scenes where you have like the Joker, some weird stuff happening to him, and it's got that same cut. Like there's one part where his teeth come out. Like his teeth get knocked out.
That's true. Tim Burton style.
And there's even like it's the same kind of vibe.
He also did James and the Giant Peach. Did you watch that? I watched that.
I think so.
That's a long time ago.
I think I remember.
Ago. Yeah.
So
this type of film, he didn't do it, but there's a movie called Death Becomes Her. It's with Meryl Streep and Goldie. What's her name? Goldie Hawn. She's the mom of
I don't know. Probably with the same
blonde hair. Oh, I can't believe I forgot her name. Kate Hudson. There we go.
Okay.
So the mom of Kate Hudson and Meryl Streep. And also it's... But I don't think he directed that. I don't think he directed Death Becomes Her. But like the 80s was filled with this like... It was like... It's horror, but it's not the horror we know. Like the horror we know... Yay.
The weirdness makes it very horror though.
It does. But you're not like... You can still watch it. It's still like... You're not like... You're not doing this.
I don't know. I'm kind of haunted by it. The weirdness of it. Like, it's just very odd. Just something very weird and very unhuman human about it.
So, Death Becomes Her was directed by Robert Zemeckis. Zemeckis? He did Forrest Gump and Back to the Future.
Have you ever watched Mars Attacks?
No.
Because he had something in that. Let me just check quickly. Directed by Tim Burton as well.
Directed by Tim Burton. Tim Burton. Yeah. But it was very... It was... I enjoyed the film. It was weird. It was strange. It was something different to watch. At first, I wasn't enjoying it. But by the end of it, I was like... That was a cool film.
Storyline-wise?
Storyline... I think it was original because like... Okay, I didn't watch trailer, nothing. So I actually thought this was a musical, to be quite honest. So the first time I heard about Beetlejuice was a long time ago. Someone was singing. I think they were singing the Calypso song. There's obviously a couple of songs that they play in the movie. But she was like, I love this song from Beetlejuice. And I was like, I've never watched. She's like, you don't know what Beetlejuice is? I was like, no.
Is that where people know the song from?
I think so. Then she showed me and I was like, oh no, I haven't watched that movie. So I think because she said there was a song in it, I assumed it was a musical, and then when I started watching it, I was like, but this isn't a musical. But then now I'm like, oh, okay, yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah, I must say, the ending did confuse me. I had to go and do research on the ending because I was like,
oh, yeah,
are they alive again? Are they not alive?
They weren't.
Why
right?
is she no, they weren't alive, they were still there
because obviously she could see,
yeah,
so that's why,
yeah. But it was cool, to see a young Winona Ryder, she plays Lydia. I think this was the film that set her career like going. Yeah, Michael Keaton was amazing. He was unrecognizable. Like
he was.
If I didn't know it was him, I would not have said it was him.
And you know what's crazy is that The director let them really ad-lib.
Yeah, he ad-libbed 90... Where did I see that? 90% of his lines was Michael Keaton ad-libbed.
So you kind of like, Michael Keaton, who are you?
Right? And it wasn't just his makeup, because his makeup was very, very good. Like his makeup... It was good. Because the way they did his hair, it kind of looked like he'd been electrocuted. So however he died, he'd been electrocuted. But then there was also mold. Like it looked like he was... There was mold around. But it wasn't just his... So his makeup was very good, but his voice was crazy.
Don't you feel like just drinking a thing of... Like a glass of oil?
Yeah.
You're like, dude... Like, how does he do that?
Yeah, no.
Hey,
yeah, no. His acting was very, very good.
Yeah.
I actually think that this Beetlejuice won an Oscar for best makeup.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. They did.
The makeup was very good. And even the watching this video that's playing behind us, I was amazed because obviously when you watch it from if you're thinking in terms of CG, you're like, oh, this film is terrible. But you don't realize that a lot of it wasn't even CG. It was practical effects, like the snake. Mm. The snake, you look at it and go, oh, that's so fake. But that thing was animatronics. They built that thing.
Yeah.
And you know what's cool is they built it before they had cast Michael Keaton. So when they made the snake, they made it without knowing who the actor was going to be.
Oh, wow.
And then afterwards, I think they did shoot a couple of shots just to link it up. But the snake looked like Michael Keaton. So the fact that they did that, it was very
because cool. I was actually looking at the snake. I'm like, hey, that looks like him, just a bit more like demonic looking.
Yeah.
Like more alien. Demonic.
And even the costume design was crazy.
Yeah.
Like the cast. Okay, I'm gonna speak in terms of people I know. So one of the actors, the stepmom, she was in Home Alone. She was the mom in Home Alone. Her fashion was on point. She had a glove on her head as a hat. She wore so her husband had a red Christmas sweater. At one point, they turned that into a jumpsuit. She was wearing it as pants. I was just like, what? So, and then I love that white shirt with the one black sleeve. I don't know if you remember right in the beginning of the film. Like, the fashion was really cool. And then, obviously, Winona Ryder, she was Lydia, the young girl. And then the Barbara, who's the lady that dies, she's the mom in Stuart Little. And then you obviously have...
Yeah, yes, that's right.
Yeah.
That's
and then
right,
you have
yeah.
Alec Baldwin, super young Alec Baldwin. And then Michael Keaton. Personally, the dad, I didn't know. Where is he from?
Yeah, I've seen him around. I have seen him around.
I couldn't place him, though.
Again, these are kind of the 80s.
Yeah.
So I think when I see the faces, I'm kind of more like, oh, yeah, some 80s film.
Like, oh, somewhere.
Or mostly 90s kind of films.
That's Jeffrey Jones.
Yeah. I've seen this guy around.
Wow, he's been... Okay, no, I don't think he was in a black and white movie. He's known for Howard the Duck in 1986. I didn't watch that. Amadeus, 1984. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. That sounds familiar, but I didn't watch it.
Don't think I have.
Yeah, I don't really know his films. Yeah. But all around, the acting was very good. The Calypso scene, that scene was so good because the actors looked like they were being controlled.
Yeah.
And they weren't being controlled. That was acting.
I also thought the same.
I was just this is brilliant. Like, they literally looked like they were, someone was taking their arm and,
I think it's because they're watching them.
Yes, and, their reactions and even the way they are. I was just this is so good. When it started, I was like, these actors are doing a solid job right now, because it even looked like they'd been put on wires and stuff, and they hadn't.
Yeah, and especially because they look ordinary, ordinary actors. They don't look like they've got anything extra special to them, and then they did. They pulled off something very well.
Yeah. So I think Tim Burton, he's very strange. He's very weird. He's a little bit dark at times, maybe a little bit too dark, but I thoroughly enjoyed the film because it was interesting to watch. Do you understand? He created this world and gave it rules. And even when they went into the underworld, and you kind of can see how each person died based on their current state.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even the guy that had the small head. Yeah. I loved how at the end of the movie, they made that make sense.
Yeah.
Because like, you're like, why is, did he hang himself? But that would make your head shrink. So do you understand? Weird. And then I don't want to give spoilers away, but yeah. But what's crazy about this film is, do you know that Michael Keaton, out of a 6-minute film, he had under 18 minutes of screen time.
Yeah, crazy, yeah.
Michael Keaton filmed everything in 2 weeks.
Done. So you had to talk like this for 2 weeks.
But like, that's crazy. And like, he was such a strong character, but he wasn't in the film for very long. Like,
and he had to be over the top for those 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But do you think if he walked on set with it, you know, in a bad mood, and then, you know, sometimes you can be in a bad mood and then you can like over, like,
apparently
sarcastically.
No. So Tim Burton, I was watching an interview where Michael Keaton was saying, generally, when a director says you need to do something but do it more, he's like, nah, I don't need to do it more, I'm fine.
Yeah.
But he said when Tim Burton came to him and said, okay, that's cool, that's awesome, but why don't you add this to it? He said literally every time it just worked. Like he trusted Tim Burton completely, and when Tim Burton told him do more, he did more.
And I think... I still saw him in an interview saying that he was expecting people to be like, no,
turn it down.
Just turn it down. And nobody said anything. It's like he acted and then it was just like, next scene. You're like, oh, okay. Was I fine?
But apparently this film wasn't actually supposed to turn out the way it did. It was actually supposed to be more just horror, not horror comedy. And apparently the Beetlejuice character was supposed to be like a hectic murderer and rapist. That's also why, like, when he's first introduced, he's very, you're just like, ah, this guy
too much,
this guy, even like
over the top.
Yeah, but even from like he was just saying things and doing things and you're like, no, my guy. So you can see where like the rapist like inspiration came from, but they toned it down. But then also apparently he was supposed to have a more like demonic form, like a scarier look to him. And then when he was in human form, he was apparently supposed to have he was supposed to look like a short guy from the Middle East.
Oh wow, serious.
She's like, okay. But it went through a lot of like rewrites and then they eventually found But Michael Keaton actually says this is his favorite film. Like
serious.
Of all the films he's done.
I know he's got a lot of fans from this film, basically.
Yeah.
So in other words, people remember him from Beetlejuice.
Yeah. Even though you don't really recognize
him. Because Beetlejuice really blew up.
It really did.
Yeah, it blew up and a lot of people, like I remember watching Beetlejuice a long time ago.
Yeah. So since Ryan didn't want to join me in singing Deo in the beginning.
They originally were going to remove that whole scene.
No, apparently it was supposed to be, it was different songs. And the songs had more of an R&B feel to it. Even at the end, Lydia was supposed to sing to When a Man Loves a Woman. I think that was the song she was supposed to sing
Imagine.
To. But apparently he feared the Deo sequence. He feared that it wouldn't go well since in his opinion it wasn't very funny. Burton turned out to be wrong. Audiences loved it and think it's one of the film's most iconic scenes.
Yeah, there's kind of something to it, eh? That makes it a bit weird.
Yeah, so...
Being such a cheerful song and in actual fact they possess.
I just think it's a funny song. I think it's a cool song. The song has character to it. Yeah.
Especially the fact that specific part was supposed to scare all the characters out of the house.
And it
intrigued them like a lot more. Yeah. So...
Yeah. So I think also what Tim Burton did with the film, like I think it was very iconic for the time. Like he went and he did something that like had, do you understand what I'm saying? But the 80s was a very creative time, even in film. Like people were, they were very, they were willing to do weird and like now, and nowadays the chances of, okay, obviously Beetlejuice 2 is getting made, but it's getting made because Beetlejuice 1 was such a hit. But like, what other film do we know that, do you understand? They've gone and done this and I almost feel like people are scared in the film industry now and like production studios are like not as willing to try.
Go creative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't
creative
really see
directive.
This type of stuff anymore.
Mm. I mean, just think of Edward Scissorhands as well.
He directed it as well.
Yeah, it's a guy with scissors in his hands and he looks...
Have you watched that? Winona Ryder was in that
I think
too.
So.
She was the girl with the blonde hair.
So Tim Burton does the favorite actors.
He does. Sticks. Because Johnny Depp, recurring actor, Winona Ryder, Michael Keaton. Yeah. Now Jenna Ortega. So Jenna Ortega is in the new one. She plays Wednesday.
She's
now in the new one. So he does do this, like, find an actor he likes. But they're all the same. I'm sure Helen Bonham Carter, has she not acted in a Tim Burton film? You know who I'm talking about?
No.
She's the chick that plays the Red Queen in... Oh, she has. She played the Red Queen in Alice in Wonderland. Because she's also chick. Down that... You know, so Tim Burton is very weird and dark. And then Johnny Depp, her, Jenna Ortega, Winona Ryder. Mm. They're all actors that fit in that weird, dark, like reoccurring... Yeah.
Weird in another weird movie.
Yeah. the weird side of the film industry.
Yeah.
I actually feel like Tim Burton created a genre, because it's not horror and it's not it really is like this perfect merge of horror comedy. You understand what I'm saying?
Is it goth? Is it like a goth?
Yes, it's like a very goth would fit in there. Dark humor.
Strange.
Like it's the Addams Family in a genre.
Yeah.
Like that fits perfectly. I'm surprised he never actually. He obviously did Wednesday now, but I'm surprised that was his first.
I've never watched Wednesday.
You haven't watched Wednesday?
No. And that also blew up, didn't it?
Yeah, no, that blew up.
It's on where? On which?
On Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
It's a Netflix original, I've got
Netflix, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'll try and watch one.
I still think my favorite Tim Burton films are the Alice in Wonderland. I loved Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, that was good.
And I loved Alice Through the Looking Glass.
That was good.
Because it was still weird, but it didn't... It was more on this side of like... normality, if that makes sense. It was weird and strange, but not so dark.
No.
Yeah. I really enjoyed those two films. And I think he did a very good job with them.
Yes.
And I actually respect him because, like, he went from this, which is heavily, like, special effects, animatronics. He did get into visual effects, though. But, like, if you look at Alice in Wonderland...
Yeah, Alice in Wonderland...
They were on green screen and, like...
That was huge, huge CG stuff. Yeah.
So Tim Burton, he's a good filmmaker.
Whatever gets his the feel across, you know, his creative direction, his creative look and feel.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to watching Beetle. I wanted to watch the second one, but I was like kind of just wanting to watch it because it was coming out and, you know, it's Tim Burton. Mm. Now I really want to watch the second one.
Watch the trailer. Doesn't it I suppose it does kind of give some of the story away. Well, I don't know. I haven't watched the film, so... But I watched the trailer.
I'm not watching the trailer. Not doing it.
Yeah, and there are some actors...
Repeat. Which is returning. Cool. Recently...
It does return back to the story.
Yes. Recently, they've been like... Twisters, they did it. They've done it with like Jurassic Park and that and Jurassic World and all of that. By the way, there's another Jurassic Park being done. Why? I have no idea. Apparently, Scarlett Johansson is involved. I don't understand. But anyway, that's a talk for another day. But generally, even Ghostbusters, when they do it, they don't really... They sort of link it, and then you'll have, like, the old actors coming back in a cameo form, but they don't really link it. Whereas with this, it looks like it's like...
Yeah.
The cast really is returning, which I think is really cool.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm excited also from that perspective. And the fact that Tim Burton's also directing it, it's like... Good job. It's not a remake. This isn't a remake. This is a proper sequel.
And it's not a trilogy. It's not a third.
No.
You know, they always mess the third one up.
Yeah, they always mess the third one up.
So it's the second one.
Yeah.
So look forward to it.
Looking forward to it. Yes. Tim Burton, upcoming projects. What does he have for us in the future? Wednesday, season 2, I think. Yeah. They don't have any... Oh, no, that's producer credit. Sorry, let me go to his director credit. Still Wednesday in 2025, people. And yeah, they
and then after that, Thursday.
Oh, he also did Dumbo.
Oh, what?
And he did Miss Peregrine's Home. Home? That was a combination of home and house. Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children.
Oh, yeah.
I liked that movie. It was a weird movie, but I liked it. Sleepy Hollow. I didn't watch Sleepy Hollow.
You should watch Mars Attacks if you ever get a...
Is it? Is it good?
It's pretty cool.
Maybe we should do it on the... Oh, Alfred Hitchcock Presents. That makes sense because Alfred Hitchcock was very well known for horror. He did Psycho, the...
Yep.
That was, yeah, that was
that's
him.
Right.
So it makes sense that Tim Burton would do a documentary-ish. I think that's a documentary. Houdini. The Untold Story. I think Houdini is just a nice word to say. Houdini. Try it. Try it now. Go for it. Told you. Told you, wasn't it? Didn't you enjoy that? Just like rolled off your tongue.
Comment below.
Houdini. Isn't there a software, Houdini?
Yes,
there is. It's a VFX software.
That's
hey,
right, yeah.
That's where I know it from.
Yes.
I still have the dude from Corridor Digital. What's his name? He's in blonde hair. Come on, people. Jordan, there we go. I got his face in my head. He likes saying Houdini. Houdini.
And I think he uses Houdini, doesn't
he? Does
he?
Use Houdini. Yeah. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Okay, yeah, so good apparently what Tim Burton's a very focused guy. But he doesn't have a lot. Look, he's doing Wednesday next, but I feel like he's consistent. He's been consistent, you know, since the 1970s. Like, if you look at all of his films, he made quite a bit in 1970, then 1980, 1990s, 2000s, 2000...
Busy man.
2019 and then 20. Yeah, no, consistent. Tim Burton is a consistent.
Definitely
character.
His art and his what he enjoys doing.
I think this calls for a Tim Burton marathon. What do you say, Ryan?
Yeah, definitely.
What do you say, Ryan?
Let's go.
Let's go for it.
I won't mind watching Mars Attacks again.
There we go.
Funny film. I watched it when I was small, like over and over and over again. It's pretty good. It's also got some weird head replacement stuff and some. I think it's. Like the CG and stuff, I don't think they used any green screening. So it's also got that kind of like, you know, puppeteer kind of, what do they call it? Practical effects vibe kind of thing going, which works out pretty well. Very good. Yes.
Definitely doing a Tim Burton marathon.
So we'll pick a couple of films. Unless you guys, you can comment below as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you'd like us. If a specific one of his...
We will be watching. Yes. We'll be looking at the comments.
Or if there's another film that you're just like, please check this out.
Yes.
Go for it. Roar.
We'll put it in there. All right?
Yeah. This has been the movie show.
So in preparation for Beetlejuice,
No? Still not?
Do you think it's in the second one?
I hope
so.
Vote. Should be in the credits.
Yes. No.
They have to. They have to, people. If they don't actually...
It's not that kind of song for credits.
Well, they need to do some tie back.
Like, there's the quiet parts.
There needs to be a tie back.
And the
if they don't, I'm
going
to be sad. I would just like to state that. That will be the sound of me crying. Just in case you were wondering.
Somebody's trying to make it onto the movie show.
No, that wasn't someone. That was me in the future crying. You just heard how I will be crying while watching Beetlejuice. If that is not in it.
Is that you?
Okay. Ryan, don't try and replicate my future me. Don't do it. Just leave me be.
Okay.
Leave me be.
Moment of silence.
This has been the movie show.
On Active TV.
Till next week.
Cheers.
Peace.